This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
China and the European Union are close to reaching an investment deal after 7 years of talks. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Leisha Santarelli in for Victoria Craig. Good to be with you this Tuesday morning, but first let's do a quick check of the markets. That's because global stocks are heading for a fresh record after the House voted to increase the size of US stimulus checks to $2,000. Most Asian indices closed higher, while the FTSE 100 is up more than 2% after opening for the first time since the Brexit deal was announced on Christmas Eve. The UK and Turkey are also expected to sign a new free trade agreement as early as today. European stocks are also higher on optimism that China's market is set to be further opened up to EU investors. Negotiations between European and Chinese officials started in 2014, and the BBC's Andrew Wood in Hong Kong has the details.
Reports say that the two parties are on the verge of announcing an agreement which would give European and Chinese firms better access to each other's markets. That's unlikely to please President-elect Joe Biden and will probably cause friction between Europe and America once the administration takes office. The deal is expected to open up manufacturing in China to EU companies, as well as construction, advertising, air transport and telecoms. There have been two big sticking points. Firstly, China's demands for access to the EU's energy market, given sensitivities over national security, and the EU's concerns over worker rights, as China uses many Uyghur Muslims as forced labour in the province of Xinjiang, something Beijing denies. In Hong Kong, I'm the BBC's Andrew Wood for Marketplace.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of Indian farmers have been angrily protesting for 2 months now over new laws which they say threaten their livelihoods. The reforms allow them to bypass wholesale markets to sell produce directly to traders, large retailers and food processors. But as demonstrations continue, the government plans to hold a seventh round of talks with the farmers in Delhi on Wednesday. An end to the stalemate is crucial because the northern states of India are said to be losing nearly $400 million each day due to the blockades. The BBC's Nikhil Ananda reports from Mumbai.
Farmers have been protesting in India, blocking highways and holding sit-ins. They're seeking to repeal three contentious pieces of legislation that they believe would favour private companies over their interests and dismantle crucial support prices for their produce. The country's Supreme Court had asked the government to form a committee to look into the farmers' demands because the two sides have not been able to reach a common ground. The government has offered some concessions to farmers, saying it was open to amending the legislations to resolve the standoff. But the farmers have very clearly said they will agree to nothing but a full repeal of the laws. In Mumbai, I'm the BBC's Nikhil Ananda for Marketplace.
2020 has been a volatile year for the financial markets. And in the first of a series of year-end reviews, we'll be taking a look at how commodities have fared. From oil to orange juice, these raw materials are important to our everyday lives. I spoke to the renowned international investor Jim Rogers, who co-founded the Quantum Fund with George Soros. He's been based in Singapore since the last financial crash and designed the Rogers International Commodity Index.
As I look around the world, bonds are certainly in a bubble. Stocks in some countries are near highs. Property in many places is a bubble. The only asset class I see that's still cheap are commodities. Doesn't mean they're going up, but they seem to be still cheap.
Gold has particularly had an attraction given its status as a safe haven investment. Do you think that gold will continue to increase in value as we go into 2021?
Well, there are a lot of people being forced to sell gold to buy food or whatever. I mean, India, for instance, is the largest gold market, and there is liquidation going on in some markets. But my plan is that after this correction is over, and who knows when it will be over, that I will buy more gold. I will especially buy silver because silver is down 50 or 60% from its all-time high. Gold is near its all-time high.
I was quite surprised to see that this year's best performing major commodity is iron ore. Could you explain why it's been doing so well?
Well, it's because the Chinese economy is the least badly affected of all economies this year, and they buy a lot of iron ore. I mean, whether we like it or not, the Chinese have done a less bad job. Their economy is one of the few, if not the only one, which will show positive growth this year. So they're having to buy a lot of iron ore. And of course, the iron ore mines aren't producing a lot because of the virus.
We're also seeing copper and platinum ticking up, and that's on hopes that the vaccine rollout around the world will see economies start to rebound. Do you think this is a bit optimistic?
Copper's also up because electric cars use 4 or 5, maybe 6 times as much copper as a regular car does, and it looks like there's a big move coming. But yes, no part of it is certainly the world economy, and most people, if you look out the window, expect the world economy to be better in 2021. But that's mainly because 2020 was such a disaster.
And so if you were to give your top three predictions for the markets going into 2021, what would you recommend?
I think the market is going to go up for a while because Mr. Biden and his crowd love to print money, love to borrow money, love to spend money. So markets around the world will probably go up. Bonds will stop going up.
Jim Rogers, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And if you want to hear more of Jim's predictions, head over to marketplace.org and download our podcast. Tomorrow we'll be looking at currencies as well as Bitcoin's surprising performance this year. That's it for today. Thanks for joining us. In London, I'm Leisha Santarelli with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.